you. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick. My location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on their frequency are invited to check in. If there is any formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Third, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. This time we will start with our pre-net check-ins, and I invite everybody to use that on the BRAR's website. You can go check that out. If you're going to be away or unavailable for the net, you can always check in that way. First off, we'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred, and he brings along Miss Isla N4IEI, and they make their home and travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XMR. That is male in Prosperity. We'd also like to welcome W2AMD. That's Andrew down in Simpsonville. Next, we have KG4PFI, that's Don, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, to make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, that's Ben down in Simpsonville. Next, we have KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina. We'd like to welcome N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome David, KF4NXY, and Miss Marie, AF4XX. And they make their home in Honeypath. Good for y'all to check in with us tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, and he makes his home in Malden. Then we have KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. Then we'd like to also welcome KQ4FRY, that's Miss Rhonda, if I remember, but it's wrong on here. Let's check into that. And then we have WU2T, that's Rusty in Moore. Then we have KG4WNP, that's Landon in Blowing Rock. Then we have KO4CEF, that's Andrew in Inman. Seeing any Echolink stations at this time, tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KX. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I'm currently mobile in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Sir, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative 73 to the net.
4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
4HKX. Dave and Patrick, please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no shoe tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
We'll take a minute here and pause and recognize this group. First off, we have KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, K4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. And thank you for checking in tonight with me, Rick. Next, we'd like to welcome W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave, our net control manager. And Dave, it's good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. And he makes his home in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome W4CTW. That's Mr. Tyler, Mobile and Taylor's. And be careful out there tonight, Tyler. And then we'd like to welcome N4AHO. That's Doug in Wahala. Thanks for coming by and checking in tonight, Doug. Then we have KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Next on the list, we have KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave in Easley. Next, we have Mr. Jerry, N4DJC in Anderson. Then we have our Wednesday night net controller and the keeper of all things 4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, make sure you tell Miss Joy we said hello, and they make their home in Easley. And that is all on that list for now, so we'll go one more time, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX. Pause there. We're going to assume we got everybody in that pass, and we're going to jump over here and catch Echo Link Station. Echo Link Stations only. Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4HKX. Station, you keyed up the repeater, but that was it. And he's gone now. Maybe he'll come back around. There he is. Echo Link Stations only. Echo Link Stations only. Call KO4HKX. Echo Link Station, if you can try again, we'll come back around to you after this group here. We'll move on to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in County, North Carolina. We'll be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. KI4EJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative. Recognize this group here. First off, we'd like to recognize Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he makes his home up in Candler. And Harry, it's good to hear you tonight. Thanks for coming by and checking in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Elijah, KI4EJY, and he makes his home down in Lyman, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Elijah. We'll jump over here and try this Echo Link Station again. Echo Link Stations only. Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net Control. This is WDHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments, monitoring. Over.
I'd like to welcome WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up here in Brevard. Ed, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. Appreciate you being patient there and trying again. So with that, we'll go one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. We'll assume we got everybody in that pass and move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now that's where I'll be negative and negative. 1073s for each one of you.
HKX. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, in Spartanburg. I'll be in and out.
KX. Patrick, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you for calling the net. Hope you and the police are having a good evening. And I'll have no problem. No problem.
Go 4XKX. Good evening, Patrick. If you would please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Zulu KO4 WWZ. I'm Chan and in Travers Rest. And please also check in my friend KJ4 WZM Daniel, also in Travers Rest.
HKX. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4, JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment this evening. Thanks for holding the net.
Paul is here and recognize this fine group. First off, we have KK4 JFO. That's Mr. James up here in Tuxedo. James, thanks for coming by and checking in with us tonight, and be careful driving that bus tomorrow. Next, we'd like to welcome N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry, Mobile in Spartanburg. Jerry, you be careful out there mobiling around. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid, and he makes his home up here in Fletcher. And Sid, you and Miss Beverly have a good evening and stay safe and warm tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4WWZ. That's Mr. Chandler, and he is in Traveler's Rest tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KJ4WZM. That's Mr. Daniel, and he is also in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome K4LWE. That's Mr. Larry in Piedmont. And then we have one of our Monday Night Net controllers, KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up in Asheville. And Duncan, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. And we'll go one more time, India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX. I pause, we'll move on up to Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw, please call KO4HKX. That group's waiting to check in with the big group. But we'll go one more time, try again. Mike through Papaw, Mike through Papaw, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Listen, Patrick. Please check in 204, Austin, India, Matt. Well, Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, Mr. Walt, K4OIM, and he makes his home up in Inman. And Walt, it's really good to hear you coming by and checking in with us every night. I appreciate that. But we'll go on up to the next group, and Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. All on the net. Thank you for calling the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in back. Lima, Golf. KO4QOG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
4HKX. KX. Patrick, please check in. Alpha, Alpha 1, Romeo, Delta, AA1RD. Bob here in Piedmont tonight. We'll be negative and negative. And 73 to you and Elise and everyone else on the net.
Juliet, Charlie, Alpha. KA4,
JCA. Bring along our daughter, Miss Ashley. Kilo Alpha 4, Alpha Charlie Lima, KA 4, HTL. And if you let everybody know, today's her 28th birthday, and she had a wonderful birthday today. And we bring in our club, Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, K3 DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. Okay.
You Douglas Richard.
Richard, KO4 HKX. You and Bob doubled. I got Bob, but could you give me your calls one more time, please, sir?
Sorry about that, Bob. Okay, Patrick, KA3 JCA, Kilo Alpha 3 Juliet Charlie Alpha Richard. Kilo Alpha 4, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA4, JCA, that's Miss Sally, KA4, ACL, KA4, ACL, that's Miss Ashley, and today is her 28th birthday. She had a wonderful day. Get our club call, K3DOV, Kilo 3 Delta Oscar Victor, Upstate Amateur Radio Club. Back to you, sir. Thank you for calling the net.
Welcome, Mr. Tom, N0TR. Tom, thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. You and Miss Bernice have a great evening. Look forward to talking to you on down the log. And they make their home in Greer. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris over in Liberty. Then we have Mr. Bob, AA1RD, and he is in Piedmont. And I don't think that's right, but Bob, if you come back and let me know that one.
You're in Piedmont. Thank you very much, Patrick.
I wanted to make sure I got that right. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Friday Night Net controllers, KA3JCA, Mr. Richard, and he brings along Miss Sally, KA4JCA, and then their daughter Ashley, KM4ACL, I believe it was, and today was her 27th birthday, and happy birthday, Miss Ashley. Then we'd like to welcome K3DOV, that is the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, and they all make their home in Simpsonville. And thank you for checking in with me tonight, and I hope I got all those right, Richard.
Happy birthday.
Be nice. With that being said, are there any other check-ins? Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for that group for now. And we'll move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Alpha 5, Whiskey, Lima, Lima. KA5, WLL, Leroy, Taylor's, negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick. Not on that.
For HKX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX. This is Daniel down here in Woodruff, negative, negative, 73 to you and all on the net.
KX. Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, my location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, that's KX4YM, Scott, Greenville, negative 73 is to all.
Oh. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu, that's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, we're in the land of Oz, we're negative and negative, good evening.
HKX, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Echo Victor. KJ4YEV, this is Al in Gastonia, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on this net.
Go ahead and recognize this group. First off, we have Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, and he makes his home in Taylor's. Next, we have KO4ZYX, that's Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. Next, we have K4XB, that's Tommy, down in Southern Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, down in Greenville. Then we have Mr. Rod, over in the land of Oz, W4OZ. And then we have Mr. Al, KJ4YEV, and he comes to us from Gastonia, and I don't know if he's still checking on that handheld, but he's doing a really good job if he is. Bill, one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We'll pause here and catch our EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
We'll recognize our EchoLink station here, Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, and he is down there in Greenwood. Stephen, I hope you and the missus are doing all right tonight, and thank you for coming by and checking in with us tonight. With that being said, we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
It's KX. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. We're both in Easley, and please check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
KO4HKX. Great to hear you call the net again. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a...
KX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. My name is Anna. I'm home in Campobello. And also check in my husband, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. His name is Chad, and he is home with me tonight in Campobello. We will be in and out. Thanks so much.
KX. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, over here in Beaumont tonight. Send for you, Patrick, all in at negative and negative.
KO4HKX, this is KO4WWZ. Can I have a quick informal with KO4NNH?
4WWZ, call your station, please.
KO4NNH, KO4WWZ.
KO4NNH, what's up, champ?
Hey, I'm just wondering real quick. I hadn't been able to catch you. I'm working on River Road in Piedmont. Do you happen to be driving that way sometime?
If I take Highway 8 to Garrison Road and to 25 to my workplace.
Okay, roger that. I've just been seeing a few calls with antennas passed by. I wanted to check. Give me a holler later. KO4WWZ, back in that control.
Back in that.
Here for just a minute. And, Larry, I need you to come back to me here. KC4SKD with the Mrs. Call sign, please, sir.
This call is Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. This is KC4SKD.
Sure, I appreciate that. Sorry about it. Missed that last little bit and I couldn't get it. All right, we'd like to welcome, recognize KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry, and he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. And they make their home in Easley. And thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Larry, were you going to be around for comments tonight? I missed that.
K4JBQ here. Just a short time tonight, Pastor. Thank you.
Roger that. I just wanted to double check. Next, we'd like to welcome Miss Anna, KO4RYP, and that is one of our Monday Night Nets controllers. And then she brings along Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, and he's just a net controller wherever he falls into place. And they make their home in Campobello. And thank you for taking the time to come by and check in with me tonight. I do appreciate that.
Next, we'd like to welcome KO4NNA. That's Mr. Fred. And Fred, I think you said you were mobile in Piedmont, and it's good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. With that being said, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
X. India 4, Lima Zulu, India. JI4LZI. End, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. But if W4DJW is around, I'd like to talk to him here after that about this beat that I got here on this carrier here again. I remember parts of what he said, but I don't remember everything.
Andy, did you want to call him now?
Nay, I don't know if he's still here. I just come over here from another net myself, but I'd like to talk to him after the net if he is here.
DJW, KO4HKX, you still on frequency?
KO4HKX, W4DJW, still here.
That Andy wants to talk to you for a minute after the net.
That's affirmative. And Andy, the button in the lower right corner, lower left corner, button in the lower left corner, the one that you press, you got to press and hold, and it'll read something on the screen. It'll be INTON or INTOFF. If it's INTON, you let off and you press and hold it again. And the second time you read it, it'll be INTOFF. And that's how you turn it off. You just press and hold the button until the reading on the screen is INTOFF. W4DJW, back to net control.
I know that about pressing about the off part, but up to this point, I ain't been able to get it turned back off. But I'll do some more trying, otherwise I got to have more info. Back to net control, JI4LZI, I know it's aggravating everybody. It even aggravates me some.
Back to this group here. First off, we have KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. And Lloyd, thanks for coming by and checking in with me tonight. I appreciate that. And he makes his home in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy in Table Rock. And Andy, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. And we'll overlook that noise. We'll get by that. That's the least of our problems. With that being said, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Golf, that's K4HWG. This is Henry in Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Call was K4HWG, correct? Location, please, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm about to go back and double check that one. We'd like to welcome K4HWG. That's Mr. Henry in Anderson. And thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. Appreciate that. All there. We'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Long pause. We'll assume we got everybody. And have I missed anybody for RAGCHU or check-ins tonight? This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And I don't have anybody now, so if I missed anybody, please call KO4HKX.
KO4KX. KO4WWZ.
What you got on your mind tonight, Chandler?
Just wanted to apologize for checking in out of turn. Me and Daniel have been having a busy night. We bring them some hamburgers and steaks and had it going to take them over. And we literally just got in and turned the radio back on. So my apologies on that.
So you and Daniel been grilling out on the grill tonight?
That is correct. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Daniel can cook some good hamburgers.
I have to try them out one day. Maybe next time we get together or something. But what else you been up to? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Not much, sir. I've just been mainly just working and trying to find me a decent truck that I can drive around. I'm thinking I want to keep the car as a backup, but mainly I want me a truck, the four-wheel drive. It's getting to the point where I'm doing the job sites where I'll need that sometimes.
Those job sites can get pretty muddy and be a little hard to get into. So you got to be careful with that. And that little car is sure as tough getting into some of those.
It really is. It really is. I unfortunately had an accident about 2 weeks ago. Turned into a job site, and I ran into the ditch, and I ended up tearing a hole in the radiator. Luckily, I had a friend who fixed it for me, but that was rough.
I'm sure it was. Those little cars with no ground clearance trying to get into those jobs. Have to be pretty cautious of them.
That is true. Well, what have you been doing, Patrick? What you been up to? I hadn't talked to you in a while either.
Going to work and coming home. Enjoying the warmer weather, or what we had of it. Now it's turned cold on us again.
January has decided March has come, and that winter does not want to leave. I don't like the cold, but I do really love the hot weather. A lot of people don't like the hot weather, but, you know, there's an advantage to that. When you're standing out in the hot sun all day, you ain't got to be gonna wear a big, heavy coat.
For that, you ain't got to stand out there in that big, heavy coat and try to do something. It gets cumbersome, but it's too cold to take it off. But... Well, Chandler, anything else on your mind tonight? I'm going to move along here so we don't hold up the net. But if there's something you want to talk about, just let me know.
I will, but I'll go ahead and make you move on. I don't want to take up the net time either. My 10 minutes are up. So with that, I'll go ahead and give it back to you. KO4WWC, back to KO4HKX.
Talk to you tonight. And we're going to throw a call out here one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Tom, have I missed anybody for comments? If not, I'm going to submit my net report, so give me just a minute and I'll be right back. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night. And thanks everyone for coming by and checking in with me tonight.
KO4HKX 73.
Hey, Andy, what is that radio again? Give me that radio. I've got to go back to that same place on YouTube that I found before that was explaining it to me. Radio model, make and model.
100 Yaesu. On the right side of the display, it's got NT. Somehow I re-engaged this thing by accident again. And I remembered what you said about pushing in on the left side about the volume control, but there's some other stuff that I'm forgetting, apparently.
Okay, and it chopped off your... I just heard 100. I didn't hear what came before the 100. I just heard 100R because... When you key up, it beeps, and while you're talking and while it's beeping, the beep wins and you lose. So key up, count to three, and then give me the model of the radio again.
Yaesu 8900R. Jesu 8900, all right. Hit something by accident or something, turned this thing back on. And I remember the part about pushing on the volume control on the left side, but there's still something I'm not remembering.
Okay, I just did my Google, and I'm looking for the one that I saw before. And I think I found it. Give me a second to watch this to see if that's the right one. And if it is, I'll be right back to you. W4DJW.
4LZI, KO4NUE.
Right side of the display on the right side. Receive where it's got that INT on the right side.
4LZI, KO4NUE.
Once again, by accident, reactivated something here I didn't mean to, but unfortunately, I can't remember everything that I done before to shut it off, though, right now.
Does the radio have Wires X on it? A little red button with a square, a black square in the red button. Looks like maybe some arrows going round and round. Does it have that red button on it?
But my 1802M does, but not the 8900.
That sounds like Wires X to me. Wires X has been enabled, is what it sounds like. But if that red button ain't on it, I don't know what to do, Dave. Dave, get it figured out, though. But, yeah, that sounds like Wires X has been enabled.
Touch a button on this. If you're not careful, you'll enable something you don't want to. And with my diabetes like it is, I'm not that steady anyway, and just needed this thing, and I don't remember everything that I did.
That, Andy. Well, hey, that happens to the best of us. I've got same wood with this Kenwood in here. I was doing the state exercise with it, and I hit some kind of button on it, and I can't do anything with it. I can't even factory reset it. So I don't know what I've done to it. I may have to send it off. I've been messing with it for a couple of days, but radio's useless. I have no idea what I did to it. Like I said, I can't even factory reset it. It's so bad.
I have to wait so many seconds before that does what it does until I can remember. I remember him telling me about pushing on the volume control on the left side of the radio, and that would have been it did, but there was more to it than that, and there's something I'm not remembering right about it. But no, I wish this one was like 1802 on that. If it was just one orange button with that kind of symbol on it, I could turn it. I'd know exactly right away what to do. But this 8900 ain't quite like this.
Yeah, Roger. With it, Andy. I was hoping I could help you, but I guess not. But anyway, you be safe. I'm going to clear on out. This is KO4NUE, 73, bud. I'm clear.
Like I said, if it's like the other one, I would know it. And this, I remember parts of what to do. But these radios today, as you said, compared to mine, then with this way I'm unsteady, it doesn't help. You just hit a button wrong, just a little bit the wrong way, then things like this happen. KI4LZI standing by.
Okay. And thanks, Chad, because I was hunting for it. I finally found that I had to kill Chrome and start it over again because I had too many windows open. But, Andy, what you do, well, first of all, let me confirm that the radio I'm looking at and the radio that you're looking at are the same radio. If you look at the radio from the front, then there are two button dials on the left. The upper one is a little further in toward the center of the radio, and the bottom one is further out toward the edge of the radio. The top one has got an orange dot on it, and the bottom one has a white dot on it. Is that the same as your radio?
Yeah. Mine doesn't have an orange 1602 does what this 8900R does. This is a dual receive radio. And over on the right side of it, where the channel indicator is, it's that .NT, which is, y'all say it's probably some of this wires business somehow, but I remember the parts you say about pushing on the volume button, but I don't remember what the rest of it was.
Okay, so yours doesn't have the orange. Maybe he, I think I remember seeing him talk about how to prevent that from happening again, and he probably did that mod on his, and that's probably why his is orange. So, the bottom button, bottom row, left-hand side, not the right-hand side. We're on the left-hand side. We're on the bottom row. That's the volume squelch button, all the way in the lower left-hand corner. You push it in, and you hold it for a second. Now, don't let off. Push it in and hold it. And while you're holding it, read the screen. And the screen will say INTON. And then when you let it off, you're going to wait a second and you're going to push it in and hold it. Don't let off. Don't just push and let off. Push it in and hold it. And that second time you do it, it's going to say INTOFF. And then you're going to be done. Did you copy all that, Andy?
Say to push on that button, but up to this point, nothing's happened.
Okay, when you push the button in and hold it, does your screen read out, say, INTON?
Why not, no. As you said, there's something about this button that just is odd, but not yet. I ain't been able to get to disengage yet.
Okay, let me back up this video because I went fast forward. I went 43 minutes. I advanced through the video really far. Let me see if he said to do something before we got to that point and I'm missing it. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
Well, see, I wish I could get this thing turned off to stay off without reactivating it, but I don't know what to do. KI4LZI standing by.
Okay, Andy, I backed it up and I went through that whole front part of it in super fast read mode. I told her to go in double speed, so it went pretty quick. Sure enough, all he does is the lower left corner. Okay, this time instead of holding it in, just press it and let off and try it. And just a quick press and let off because it should go in. And what he does to stop it is you can pull that knob off. You can just grab that knob and you can pull it right off. And you can stick an O-ring on that shaft, and then you push the knob back on, and it makes it a lot harder to push in so it doesn't happen by accident. But sure enough, all it is a press. Press that volume knob in and let off of it, and that should turn it off unless something's broken in it now. You still there, Andy? W4DJW.
I may have knocked it out, I hope.
You did it. You fixed it. It's gone. That was a complete transmission, and it's gone. So it's just... It's not a long button hold. It's just I was watching him better. It's just a button hold, press, and off. You don't have to hold it in. And that's what I was telling you wrong. So that's my fault. But you got it now. It's off.
Is there any way to keep this thing turned off without having to demolish the radio where I can keep it turned off? Because I'm able to do this again.
Well, it's not absolutely guaranteed that it's going to keep you from doing it, but it's going to make it a lot harder. You can go to any hardware store, and you can get a tiny little O-ring. And to know what size it is, if you take that button that you've been pressing and you pull it, you can pull it off, and it'll just slide off the shaft. And then you see that little brass rod that's sticking out? You get an O-ring that'll fit over that rod, and you just put that O-ring on. And what that does is that blocks the case of the button from the case of the radio and doesn't let you push that brass rod that's sticking out in. Or you can still do it. You just have to press a whole lot harder. So it doesn't completely stop it, but it does make it much more difficult to happen.
These knobs off this radio, I didn't even know if they would come off without breaking it. But I'm glad this thing is finicky and I'm far from being perfectly still always, and that's how I got cut on again.
W4DJW. Well, yeah, you can pull it off anytime. And I don't know if it's not mounted in anything, take it with you, right? Unplug the mic and unplug the right, the antenna and all that from the back and take it with you to the hardware store and pull that off and ask them for an O-ring that'll full fit over that shaft. It's a little tiny O-ring. You know, it's smaller than your little finger. But that's all it takes to keep it from doing that. Now, the button will stick out a little bit further, but at least you won't be able to... It'll still work. The button still works, but at least it won't accidentally turn on as easily.
You said take that knob off the radio here and take it with me. I may do that, now that I can do that without breaking the radio and destroying it. I've never had it off before, so I never knew that that could be possible.
Yeah, I do that all the time when I'm working on radios. Most of them are that way. Most, not the squelch knob, that's the one that's the bottom that's up against the case, but the volume knob, that's the one that sticks out. That's the one you're pressing. Volume knob will just slide right off. The squelch knob, you have to unscrew something in there to get it to come off. So as long as you just pull on the volume knob, you should be fine.
But like I said, I'm glad that somebody remembers some of it, because I played around with this knob all yesterday evening, trying to get it, couldn't get it to undo, and something else. W4DJW, KI4LZI.
All right, Andy, well, glad we got it fixed. And I didn't remember it. I had to go to YouTube to find it again. Maybe I'll bookmark this, though, because that happens to a lot of people. That doesn't only happen to Andy. Right, that happens a lot with people that have Yaesu radios, and they're all a little bit different than each other, so it makes it a little bit difficult to figure out how to turn it off. But anyway, you have a good evening. Good talking to you, Andy. KI4LZI, W4DJW, clear.